This is WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. It's 7:32, currently 49 degrees. A state judge rejected the city's plan to limit portion sizes for soft drinks served at restaurants, cafes, and various retail outlets. This was just hours before it was to take effect. WNYC reporter Fred Mogul has been following the controversial rule since it was released last spring. He's in the studio with me now. Hi, Fred.
Hi, Richard.
So the judge said that the ruling that the city drafted is arbitrary and capricious. What do you mean by that?
Well, he means it's really inconsistent. There's so many loopholes that the rule basically undermined itself. You could only buy a 16-ounce portion or smaller at a time, but you could buy as many as you want. There's no limit to what size you could buy at a convenience store or a bodega or a supermarket. You know, it could be next door to a pizza place or a McDonald's, and people could go and get that. He said that the judge said that really it would be a confusing mess for consumers, and that sort of was what met his standard for arbitrary and capricious.
He kind of said that the loopholes defeat the purpose.
Exactly. And he used that language very specifically. Now, the city said those loopholes were actually at strength. They had intentionally, you know, narrowly tailored the law, is what they said. They wanted people to have the other option. They said they weren't banning anything. They were just giving people choice. They were just trying to make people think.
Now, the judge also said the mayor's office and the city's executive branch really didn't have the authority to do this. What was he meaning there?
Right. So he said it's unconstitutional. There's a violation of the separation of powers, that this was a law. You can call it a rule, you can call it a regulation, but it really should have gone through the city council. The city maintains it has a board of health. It's appointed by the mayor, and the board of health has done things like this. The judge challenged that. They said the board of health hasn't. They're going to take that to a higher court.
And Mayor Bloomberg had a late afternoon press conference. You were there down at City Hall. He's going to appeal?
Right. So it goes first to the state appellate court, then to the Court of Appeals, the highest level court in the state. Probably would not enter federal court. Could take up to 18 to 24 months. And the appeals courts on certain issues can really decide based on what they feel. They're not bound to follow the trial court's decision.
Okay. WNYC's Fred Mogul reporting on the state judge rejecting the city's plan to limit portion sizes for sugary beverages that was supposed to take effect tomorrow.